You're a little late, apologize, but we had a lot of discussion. It was really good discussion.
Riveting.
Calling it to order, yes. Scott was worried that we were going to spend a half an hour, 45 minutes waiting. We didn't have to do that. Can I have approval of the minutes? Excuse me.
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion about the minutes? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? If not, motion carried. Treasurer's report. Mitch, anything exciting to talk about?
Not exciting, unfortunately. Everyone probably saw my note about the outstanding check that we had from October. We reissued the check, so that's in the nail-headed to Paradigm, and we've put a stop on the other check, so no worries with the old one. But that, and I did get the check for the proceeds for College Ave. And I'll get those deposited today. So other than that, nothing to report.
Any questions? If not, let's go right to LBI phase two update.
So we received an email this morning from Crystal at New York State OCR.
HCR,
sorry. And so she is going to recommend approval of our application at their January 23rd board meeting. So we should know, hopefully by end of day that day, status. So fingers crossed that is, you know, going to be a big lift for 25, but we're all looking forward to it. So I thought we would update that.
Do they approve them in whole or is it ever a partial?
She made it sound like she's going to ask for approval in whole.
Good.
Yeah, I have heard them do partials for other communities in the past, but
I'm
recommending you.
Good.
How much was it?
Well, just a touch under 2 million.
1.95, yeah.
Yeah.
Chemung County asked for 1.5 and they were approved completely. So I can't see us not.
But more to your point, Scott, even if they do give us partial,
yeah,
we'll spend through it.
Yeah. So that's a good lesson. It's always better to ask and then be told no or you luck out.
Funny.
Yeah.
Have money, so you need to ask for it.
Every single conversation she has with you, she's like, just ask for it and we'll let you know. She's like, just go through your rules and regulations, and if there's something that might not coincide with the mission of the land bank, that's the only thing that they could see mm-hmm. not being approved. So
good.
Awesome. Mayor, were you going to say something? Oh, sorry.
So once we, so on the 23rd, you'll let us know.
Correct.
How it goes.
Yep. Awesome. Once we know, we will.
Right. Fingers crossed. excuse me, donation of property.
All right. So this has to do with both Woodhall and Wayland. Back a month or two ago, we completely demoed the structure in Woodhall. And we also spoke about donating it to the town, I believe, and that it's town, right? Not the village. So would recommend that we do donate that back to the town. This parcel was completely affected by both floods. It's at the head of Main Street in Woodhall. And I've spoke to Scott Grant. The town has already approved it on their end. Purchase offer's already drawn up for a buck. Just waiting on approval from the board if you so choose.
Move it.
Any discussion? No? Are we all in favor? In favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Sounds like it's a plan.
Perfect. We'll move that one quickly. Next is pertaining to the...
Do you know what they're going to do with that? I meant to ask you that.
So they have a couple of different options. So it is a flood zone, but they might try to either combine it with the bank parcel to make that more attractive because they could then put a drive-through in, or...
sticker store.
Or what? That's
a good place. They're going to have a sticker store there, Hilda.
Sticker store.
Yeah.
But they... Or Dollar General. Because they don't have, I don't believe they have anything in Woodhall.
Oh, was it a little store in Woodhall?
That's a good question.
I don't get to Woodhall very often.
Likewise.
Yeah.
So they would like to have some sort of retail space. But that's, they control their own destiny with it. So
we give it to
them. Yep.
And how about Wayland?
Wayland, this is the acceptance of the property, one or two down from the demo we did last year that we then gave back to the village. That one is going along pretty smooth. Probably should have that one completely switched over to us in February. The other day, Shannon and I had a conversation that one of the adjoining landowners would be interested in it after we demo it. But I do remember the mayor saying there's a water line or sewer line that runs through that property. So truly, you know, this is something that we don't have to address now, but just kind of leave open and out there that this is a demo no matter what, because it is structurally deficient. But once we do have it down to a lot, do we then think about providing a right of way to the village to have full-time access to the line, then sell the lot to the private individual, or donate it to the village? My thing would be whatever's best use would be the answer.
I don't know what the other guy or whoever.
I believe his name is, his last name is Booth. So, you know, he'd be looking at parking.
He talked of even just picking up his yard, but he was questioning on why it would not be offered.
So to add on to, for his knowledge and our knowledge, we're not required to put it out to public bid. Just a, you know, a disclaimer there. So we could, in theory, just demo it and don't and sell it to the village for a buck, and everything would be above board.
Was the demo in the 1.9 million that we applied for?
No, yes or no?
When I did my ask, I left it very open. So if I said a certain amount of demos, a certain amount of rehabs. So if
so,
this,
yes,
this is something that could be part of that.
Okay. And am I confused? Was this a property that we sold at auction and then the buyer backed out when they realized what it was?
They realized that there was structural deficiencies plus asbestos that they needed to abate, and it just became, you know, a heavy expense, and they wanted to just walk away.
Yeah.
Get approved for the the 1.95 million. When do we get it?
Would it be pretty quick?
Oh yeah.
They are, once it gets approved, it has to, we have to like do paperwork basically, but they've allowed other counties to move forward with environmental review and all those kind of things.
Yeah, these folks are more expert, but I've been pleased with how the state has handled this, because the land bank is not like some of the other state agencies where we deal with, where we're waiting a year for payment.
You know, Mitch's report shows that, you know, once we put in a reimbursement request within a week or two, we have the funds. So, and we've always had good cash flow on hand to keep everything moving. So just food for thought as we approach this project.
Okay. So will we be talking to the Mr. Booth as well?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, as part of the due diligence process, I think I should, just to see, because truly at the end of the day, you know, the goal is to get these back on the tax rolls. If it's I do believe that it should be the best and highest use that we put it to after this, but we'll see what his ideas are.
Cool. More to come.
Yes.
RFPs and bids.
So just the other day, Arbor received all the proposals back for River Road, River Road, and there was good participation in that. Five contractors showed, four walked through and provided a proposal.
Correct.
And I will let Doug go through the specs of that.
Yep. So we got four bids. We got the low bid was from Griffin Construction. He was at $149,900. And then the next lowest was $168,000. So we're talking almost $30,000 difference. So we have some big time concerns with his bid there. Westside was the next lowest, that 168,315. We have some concerns with that he came to the site for the construction walk, but actually never walked inside of the house or anything like that. So he can say he technically did show up for the construction walk, but didn't walk through it. So we have concerns about that. And then the next one was CJE, which is Eason, who's done a lot of work for us in the past. He was 169.9. And then the highest was Paw Holmes. He's a newer contractor. He's done a lot of stuff with our home ownership program and stuff. So this was his first bid, and he came in at 172.830. Our recommendation would be to go with CJE. We've really time frame, he's always really good. We talked to him already. He said he could start right away. We typically don't have a lot of change orders with him. So I guess we'll just leave that up to you guys to.
So from a land bank perspective, we have worked with him a number of times, mm-hmm. most recently over in Riverside mm-hmm. on, I cannot think of the
Brewster.
Yes, Brewster.
Yeah, he just did Brewster.
And that was, you know, from a land bank perspective, that was a home run. That was a really solid project from start to finish. Agree with Doug's recommendation to award to, is it CJE?
CJE. Yeah. He went to a, I think he got rid of his LLC and went to a different S Corp or something like that.
Okay. Again, this would be, this is part of funds we already have. Mm-hmm. So we're moving regardless of yep. phase two update.
And he could start soon?
Yes. Yep.
So do I have a motion to approve CJE doing the work? Second?
Second.
Any questions? We've been talking about River Road for a while. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to finish it up.
Is it a bid or a RFP?
RFP.
Okay.
Yeah, we structure it that way so we don't have to go with Lois.
Because once it's done, then we can put it back on and put it out for sale.
Correct. Yep.
So the quicker we do it, the better.
Correct.
Any questions? Any further? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. Awesome.
Got one item off the agenda yesterday. Danielle Kinney sent us an email about possible market purchase. Down in the Corning area, 10 East Hazel Street. This one apparently has been on the market for some time. It's completely gutted. Right now, I believe the price is $20,000.
Just reduced it, right? From whatever to $20,000 now.
So, you know, it looks like it's a kind of a turnkey rehab that we could look at. I don't know the area. I don't know the street. So I can't really speak to that.
It's right off of Bridge Street. I didn't know there was an East Hazel or a West Hazel because it's just Hazel. But and that's why I asked that question. Was that the house where the oh. burned and the man died in it? You know, that's always got a little bit
sure.
of a little
stigma.
Yeah. Similar to one that happened in
that's near Grace United, right? That's near Grace United Church.
Right across the street, basically.
Okay.
Hazel Street. So it's a good street. I don't know what I didn't have a chance to go down Hazel to see. I know the other house that had burned, I think, was next door. Danielle said it's next door. So I don't know if that's still up and waiting for someone to do something with it, but eventually that would be a good property.
The one that had the fire.
This one we're talking about.
Oh.
This one. Because I assume the one with the fire, there's something's going to happen to it. I don't know.
Sure. So I guess my recommendation at this point would be, you know, if you're open and willing to it, I would say we wait till the 23rd. And if we do have the $1.95 million approval, I say we go and purchase it. We're going to need homes. And it would be nice to have that approval in place today to put it in the next day and move forward.
I don't know who owns it, but maybe we could get it for less than the 20.
Yeah, I was going to ask for not to exceed of 15, but start low. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good spot.
I'll make a motion contingent on the approval from the 23rd at 15,000.
Okay.
I'd second that.
Any more discussion on that? What do you guys think? It looks like a good opportunity, right?
We want all the houses.
Yeah, we're not greedy at this point.
Well, I have one. How much are you willing to pay? Mine just needs cleaning. Yeah.
Asbestos issues?
We'll find out.
Oh, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
If these pictures are correct, I don't see any insulation at all. All I see are the just lumber.
Yep. Yeah.
Any commercial tile?
I cannot see the floor. So.
Yeah.
But with that, you got windowsills, you know, the caulking and all that. So there may be, but minor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried.
Perfect. Thank you.
There we go.
Only other thing I would be is priorities that we emailed about.
So I asked Chris for priorities for our land bank, and he came up with good ones, better than mine. So I'm just going to, do you want to go over them, what you had just sent to me?
Sure. So I sent her a quick list of five. First one being obtain the additional LBI-2 funding. That sets up probably the next 2 years for the land bank. The next one on my list was sell, donate remaining parcels in our inventory list. We do have a fair amount of inventory that is built up. It would be nice to clear those parcels out, whether they're neighbors or, again, highest and best use or easiest. Third one, attempt to do projects in areas that we have not. I did have Dan Kahopka recently do a map of the county of where we've worked. So it's easy to pinpoint where we have it. And I can share that with you. It's nice to see we have hit a pretty good range across the county, but as we all know, it's a very big county. And it would be nice to, you know, share it throughout and have all the towns, you know, at least have one project.
By that, you mean what parts of Hornell we haven't hit yet?
Exactly.
I can find some.
Let's see. Fourth one. Sure.
So in doing that, and I know in the past you've sent out messages to municipal leaders.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do that again.
So right now, I've been dealing with Bradford, the supervisor over there. That's an area we haven't hit that I don't believe we've hit anywhere near there. So, you know, that'll be an interesting one. Hopefully that's something we can do for them. And because they need a spot for, I think their fire hall, a new area. So it's kind of a nice all-inclusive project, but certain things have to fall into place for it to work.
Chris, have you found that there's a lack of interest in some municipalities throughout the county? Or lack of a priority, perhaps?
Engagement. Yeah.
We've tried over the years to explain exactly what the land bank is and how easy we try to make the process. It just doesn't seem to be high on the radar of a lot of municipalities.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you've sent out messages.
I've spoken with everybody, quite frankly.
You don't get a big list coming back.
Yeah. And like I've always said, you know, squeaky wheel. Yeah. And like I've always said, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease. So that's just how it works. Certainly.
Putting it
on the agenda
or keep the focus on
them. Good point.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. At least keep them thinking about it. Because you know there's parcels, there's houses that need help. You just have to find out where they are.
Mm-hmm. And most of the individuals that where it kind of wanes off, they think it has to be a tax issue with the property. There's other ways that we can go about acquiring. So once I explain it to them, some either drop right off or they bite into it. So that's really what it comes down to.
Sorry, so number four on your list?
That was number four. Oh, sorry. Number four, continue to find ways to acquire properties, which we just did with the 10 East Hazel. You know, we appreciate you letting us be agile and going after them in different ways. So we have to continue that if we get the $2 million.
People are incarcerated and they can't afford their house. They could donate it to us.
Correct.
Nice segue into O'Connor Ave, right?
Correct. So we've started the process. So it is quite a process to contact an individual in Bedford Hills without being a relative. So, you know, that one is moving and we're trying. So it's going forward.
Okay. Appreciate your efforts. I know that's a tricky one.
That one's good. That one's going to take time.
Yeah.
You can make a trip there to talk to the person.
I'll definitely keep you updated.
The row house demo in Hornell is all complete.
That demo is complete. We have to bid out the wall that we spoke of before, prior to the demo. So that's definitely a spring project as it's, you know, below the frost line. But I have not heard anything from the adjoining owner, which is good. So
good.
Again, that's going to be a nice spring project for somebody. And I would hope that we could squeeze that part into the $2 million, because that's going to be an expensive wall.
Would it be a replacement of the wall or a restoring?
Be restoring the wall, because it was essentially two walls and we took down half of it. So we left the complete footer in place, but we're probably going to have to extend that footer and build the wall that we took down and tie the two together.
Does that mean working with the owner as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to frame up on the interior of his apartment.
But that should not be a problem.
Correct.
You'd be okay with that, right?
It's been vacant for ages.
We're actually improving.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Vastly.
Number five
is relates to Townsend Ave in Riverside. We've spoken about this now for a couple of years. I really would like to, excuse me, go through and complete a spec house on this property. I'd like to see that be an option that the land bank has, and maybe have, you know, interchangeable plans that can be used, you know, more than once. So that lot is ideal because it has access on three sides. So this one is kind of more of an easier one, but it's a nice lot. It's in a nice neighborhood, and I think it would fit the area well to have a nice ranch home, garage. And I think it would be good also to, you know, whether we can do it, and if we can, let's do it more and more and more.
And that fits well within our budget, right?
I'm actually meeting with Hunt on Friday afternoon to start drawing up some spec houses for other projects and stuff. So I'll put this in on there and see. I've talked to him in the past about doing a design that we could use in different locations. They're still going to charge us the base $3,000, whether we use it on one time or we use it 100 times. Every time we use it, it's another $3,000, because they still have to do all of the stuff for the specific sure. property. So just so that everybody's aware that that's, it's not going to change the price. It could be a different, totally different house, and it'll still be $3,000. So
understood. Yeah.
And I requested up to $300,000 to build a house in the LBI grant request. Building a house this year.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a question on the forfeiture that evicted somebody.
Fenderson.
Yep.
And
where does that stand? Because I drove by. It was pretty nasty.
Yeah, so we were just speaking about it before the meeting. So she is out. Doors are locked, but she's been working with Doug to get some things out. She needs to have a hard and fast, you got to be out by X. So my thought to Doug was, we contact the company we used on the last couple that come in and take everything out of the home. But we say, okay, whatever the date, February 18th, be there with your dumpsters and your crew. And we tell Angela, you have until then. And then whatever's there is going. Because this one
has been out for like a month or more. Well, 2 months almost.
Yeah. This one's been a tough one.
So when that's done, what happens to them?
So that's gonna be a rehab.
I didn't see inside. Nobody's been inside, right?
No.
You have been inside?
There are a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there. But she's making efforts to get stuff out. Just about every morning I go over there, unlock it for her and give her till 12 or 1 o'clock to get stuff out. And then I go back and lock it up. So she makes a little bit of effort every single day. She doesn't have a vehicle, so she's got like a utility cart that she loads up and drags back up the road and to where her mom lives and stuff. So she's making an effort. So, and the more stuff she gets out of there, the less we have to pay for to get in dumpsters. So
since you're so intimately involved in this situation, what would be your recommendation as far as like a drop dead date to have a company there to clean it out?
It would have been the 18th of December. So I wouldn't have to have been so intimately involved. In
may I remind you, Doug, you are the one unlocking the door every
year. Yes. Yes. So I would say
beginning,
end of January. Yeah. I mean, really put her boots to the fire to get stuff out of there. And
that's on a really main, I mean, some kind of a very important road because mm-hmm. it's served by the school.
Correct.
We'll go by there all the time.
So, I mean, January 31st is a Friday. So we could say close a business January 31st. 4
I'm
o'clock.
Good with that. We would just need to get a hold of the company, the cleaning company, to make sure that we can arrange for them to be there as well.
Or say February 3rd.
I would tell her the 31st, we start cleaning on the 3rd.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Good to go.
Anything else? Anybody have anything else to add? If not, we have our next meeting on February 5th at 10:30. Hopefully the weather will be a little bit nicer, a little warmer. We can enjoy the trip to bed. I will take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
It's February 5th or something.